Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Gamma Ray Gala. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Vancouver to Vegas, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so that you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage. Push button.
Get mortgage.
What a show we have for you this morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. How are we doing? Coming up this morning on the show, MMA legend Randy Couture is going to join us in studio in hour number three. Always cool to have Randy stop on by. Big movie star, MMA legend. He'll drop on by in hour number three. Also, number nine on the 12 DAs of Christmas comes your way next hour. Number nine and all of the 12 DAs of Christmas available online on YouTube. We have a champ and a chump coming up in hour number two as well. We've got Saints fans starting to panic after the loss to the San Francisco 49ers, including the Butchers in New Orleans. We've got one of Tom Brady's former teammates saying that the problem might be Brady. Oh, huh. So interesting.
Valid points.
We also have Piggy Doodle Dandy squirting and squinking and snouting all around the studio this morning as the Yankees sign Gerrit Cole. So we'll discuss the Yankees' chances at winning a World Series for the first time in a decade coming up in a few minutes from now. All of that this morning on the program, and we will decide on the college football playoff champion by taking a sniff test. Yes, there will be a smell test of the four programs and specifically their states coming up at hour number two. All of that coming up this morning on the show. All right, so here's your phone numbers if you want to jump in on any of those conversations, any of those topics, or anything else. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Or you can connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. But we have to, of course, begin with this ongoing Patriots and Bengals situation. Patriots will play the Bengals coming up this Sunday, and we all know what happens here. Patriots by a million. The Bengals are 1-12. The Patriots are coming off that loss against the Kansas City Chiefs and back-to-back losses to the Texans and the Chiefs. Not often that the Patriots are coming off back-to-back losses. And we all know that New England wins in a runaway, in a rout coming up on Sunday. Now, does that mean much in the grand scheme of things? No, because the Bengals are the worst team in football, and the Patriots have to prove that they can beat the team that they would have to in the postseason. They've proven this year they can beat anybody that's really bad. They have not proven they can beat a team with winning record, at least one in the last 2.5 months. So it's not really the game itself coming up on Sunday, which is of note. It is, once again, another situation where the Patriots appear to be coloring outside the lines. Now, we spoke about this yesterday, and my take on this yesterday was, do I believe the Patriots push boundaries? Yes. Do we have evidence that they break rules? Yes. Do I trust them as far as I can throw them? Absolutely not. But do I think that they are scouting the Bengals in advance to get an edge on them on Sunday because they think that they need to spy on the Bengals to beat them? No. No, I don't. It could be naive of me, having said all the things that I just said, but I don't believe the Patriots look at a 1-12 team and say, we're going to risk another whole bleep storm. We were caught once. We were docked a full first-round draft pick, as opposed to, I guess, a partial first-round draft pick. That's like one arm and a leg. And fined an exorbitant amount of money. We're going to risk all of that to try to beat the Bengals? I can't see that. I can't see it. However, I will say that my opinion slightly changed over the last 24 hours because I made a few phone calls and I talked to a few people around the league and I got a better sense of what people below the surface feel about this. And I mean, I know how this sounds. I know you know that I hate the Patriots. So I know I don't come at this from a ton of credibility. I get it. I know. I know that you know I hate the Patriots' very being. But I'm telling you, I did not create this theory. Okay? I did not try to dig up something. I told you yesterday how I felt. I didn't think the Patriots would risk what happened to them the first time to beat the 1-12 Bengals. And the more that I spoke to people around the league, the more that I realized there is actually a pretty logical reason for why the Patriots were looking for intel on the Bengals. It is where we begin. Your cold open.
I can tell you that, you know, we've never, as a coaching staff, and I personally have never viewed any video footage at all of anything that those production people have done, you know, other than what's shown on public television or something like that. But we don't have anything to do with what they do, so I really don't have much knowledge of the situation at all.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
All right, so number one, Belichick yesterday has one of the great quotes for a criminal mind ever. We would never knowingly, we don't knowingly or intentionally break the rules, which is kind of the perfect criminal quote. I mean, yeah, we might break the rules, but we don't know. We don't do it knowingly. We certainly wouldn't do it intentionally. Once I heard that, I said, boy. Again, these are America's greatest criminals. This is our greatest crime syndicate. This should be the next movie done by Scorsese. We don't knowingly or intentionally break the rules. Okay, that's the first part. The second part is the people that I spoke to yesterday suggested that there is a feeling around the league and those very close to the situation that the Patriots weren't looking for footage to beat the Bengals on Sunday. They were acquiring footage of somebody of interest. That Zach Taylor's a first-year head coach. And Zach Taylor may be around the AFC for quite some time. I'm not saying that they believe Zach Taylor's the second coming, but the idea is the Patriots always want intel a catalog of video on coaches, and they don't have anything on Zach Taylor yet because he's only a first-year head coach, and he has a first-year defensive coordinator. So the idea would be that, hey, we don't know much about these guys. We haven't played them yet. We might have them in our future. They're going to be in our conference for the foreseeable future. You know what? We need some footage for our catalog, for our dossier on them. And you might say, well, DA, why do they care about Zach Taylor? I mean, he's a Bengals coach. They can beat the Bengals with their eyes closed. Well, this is the part that actually hooked me. His Rams connections. That through Sean McVay, which of course is part of Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan going back to Washington, that Sean McVay's offense is everywhere in the NFL and continuing to build, and that there's a lot of success with it. And so this is a chance for the Patriots to acquire footage on an offense that takes its cues from the team they just played in the Super Bowl. Zach Taylor was the quarterback's coach with the Rams last year when they went to the Super Bowl. He was the wide receiver's coach the year before that. And he is an offshoot of what McVay uses, which is an offshoot of what Mike Shanahan uses, which is an offshoot of what is really kind of starting to take over in the NFL. So that this wouldn't be just for beating the Bengals on Sunday, which, as we all know, you don't need any footage to do that. They'll do that anyway. But that this is for the gathering of intel that the Patriots always do. And they always use. And I gotta say, does it not make sense? Does it not make sense? We send the digital video team out there to do a story on the scout. Happens to be the scout. You know, we can profile the cafeteria guy serving meatloaf. We can profile the groundskeeper. We can profile anybody, the secretary, but we chose the scout to profile the week before we needed some footage on a coach that is running an offense that's very popular around the NFL. And you know, this is where Mraz is. This is where he is, an idiot savant. This is where he sounds like a bozo about 90% of the time. But 10% of the time, and almost always on football, there is an element there that is absolutely spot on. Yesterday he said, this Do Your Job series by the Patriots is where basically they launder the money. They use this as their storefront. And the people that I spoke to yesterday, and they would know better than Mraz, confirmed it. That they use this to go out and acquire the footage that they wanted, not for Sunday, but for long term, under the guise of, hey, we're just doing it. We're doing a thing on an advanced scout. And here is Belichick on the same day saying, we don't intentionally break the rules. We don't knowingly do it. Which, you do it under the guise of do your job, this video series, and there's plausible deniability. Hey, I don't know what happens with the team website. I don't know. Which is hysterical when you think about it, because this is a series, okay, that is highlighting a guy in football ops, right? This is an episode of a series highlighting a guy in football ops. The idea that football ops wouldn't know that there was a profile done on a guy in football ops is crazy. So when Belichick says, I don't know what they're doing over there, that's what they're doing over there. You could pull that off if they were doing profiles on the cheerleading coach. You can't pull that off if they're doing profiles on somebody on your staff. Oh, I didn't even know that they were profiling something in football operations. Come on. I mean, the Pats are our greatest criminals, and it never stops. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Mraz, I got to give you a hat tip. That was a good call by you yesterday.
Yeah, and again, I had no insider information, but I was just...
Oh, I know.
I'm just reading between the lines of what makes the most sense here. What makes the most sense is the Patriots never deal with the media. They don't want to talk to anybody. They want to shut it all down, but suddenly want to put on a big film production crew that just happens to get in behind enemy lines to film enough stuff and paint it as a TV show. To me, that made the most logical sense.
Also, the smoking gun is they apologized. The Patriots never apologize for anything, ever, anything. They always are defiant in the face of criticism or accusations. And 2 days ago, they publicly apologized through a statement saying we should have alerted the Bengals and we should have alerted the NFL. That was the first part where it's like, whoa, wow. You suddenly realize real quick you made a mistake. And then Belichick saying we never knowingly crossed the line. They're incredible.
And I just want to point out one more that I said yesterday needs to be said. The level of dysfunction in the Browns from the top down, that was the organization where they were so bad at allowing the Patriots to film everything that it became that obvious.
The Patriots saw an opening here. Oh, we could pull one over on the Browns. We just got to get a credential through the Browns. They won't even tell the Bengals. They have no idea what's going on over there. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. This is why I say that the dynasty will always be tainted. And eventually everything comes out. And these six championships one day down the line will be absolutely compromised in the court of public opinion. But the Patriots got their six parades being ruthless and underhanded and what have you. And so be it. That is their karma. When we come back, did the Yankees just become World Series champions? Piggy Doodle Dandy morning. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweat pants at work zone.
Is it dry maybe 2 days later if they're sitting around the fridge running a mayo for a sandwich? Sure. But at a time of consumption, it's always moist. So if your turkey's always dry, guy, newsflash, your mom sucks.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa! We're not talking about moms here. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. Send me your question. I'll be answering it later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Tomorrow, the year of the buffoon montage. One of the great pieces of artwork that has ever been delivered here on CBS Sports Radio. Pete the Body Bellotti has finalized it, finished it up, polished it up. It's the year of the buffoon. All the idiotic things Mraz has said this year in one fell swoop. It's quick, it's punchy, it's ridiculous. It's unlike anything you've ever heard. The year of the buffoon 2019 comes your way tomorrow morning here on the show. I was taken aback to learn that I disappointed a mom. My mom's very, very important to me. Really, really important. My grandmom, she was one of my heroes. And so to hear that I disappointed a mom hurts me. Really does. When I heard I disappointed Mraz's mom on yesterday's show, that was really tough. That was tough. And coming up in about 10 minutes, Mraz will read the texts on the air from his mom about me. And I will have to answer for my actions. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Mark on the Patriot situation. If an NFL player unknowingly takes a banned substance, he's still penalized. Coaches and teams need to be held to the same standard. As Belichick says, we wouldn't knowingly cheat, intentionally cross the line. Here's the thing. The NFL's already walking away from this thing. They're already walking back from it. And the reason is they don't want another ugly scenario unfolding like Deflategate. The Patriots turned that into a war, a very public war. It created division within the owners, and it became very embarrassing to the league. They don't want to do the same thing again. After Deflategate, I think tempers lessened, and they agreed, both sides, the league office, Roger Goodell, Robert Kraft, Belichick, and the Patriots organization, to kind of kiss and make up and play nice. You're already seeing this by virtue of the Patriots apologizing in that memo and taking ownership. Whoa, big thing for the Pats organization. That was the first olive branch. Hey, just own it and we won't do anything. I don't think you're going to see any severe penalty handed down to the Patriots for this because the NFL doesn't want that smoke. Piggy Doodle Dandy rides again. Well, the Yankees have done it. They have signed Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers in baseball and the best pitcher on the open market this year, to a $324 million deal.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
It's a nine-year, $324 contract, which means he gets an annual average salary at $36 million, the most ever for a pitcher. Think about that. He's making $36 million, so playing about 35 games this year, and that's if he stays healthy. But Gerrit Cole, of course, was awesome last year, only 29 years old. Since he went to Houston, he's been phenomenal. He's been lights out. Could not win game one of the World Series against the Nationals, so I don't know about his big game chops. But the Yankees said they wanted him. The Angels and Dodgers were in on him. He's a West Coast guy, and the Yankees knew they had to overspend for him to get him. So this is an homage to the old Yankees days where they just went out there and printed money and said, we'll spend whatever it takes. What that also says is a very desperate Yankees organization that realizes one World Series championship in 20 years doesn't get it done. One World Series in the same time that the Red Sox have had four. One World Series in the same time the Red Sox have had four. And they haven't won since 09. In that span, the Red Sox have won twice. So the Yankees are obviously desperate. Brian Cashman is desperate. They have to throw around money. And they bought out Jacoby Ellsbury to do this. I think the question here is not whether Gerrit Cole can be very good. He can be very good. The question is, number one, is he really going to stay healthy and effective for 9 years? I mean, I think the back end of this contract is going to look grisly, really awful. Number two, does this even make them the best rotation in baseball? I mean, that I think is, if you believe in James Paxton, I guess if you really believe in Jay Happ, I guess at that point, maybe that'll do it. Maybe, I guess. But look, the Yankees needed to spend a lot of money because they're desperate. They've been bypassed by the Astros. They've been bypassed by the Red Sox. Right now, the baseball world has passed them by, and they have to spend all of this money. So, I know Mraz is crowning himself a World Series champion. I don't think that that's the case. I think what we saw last year was we thought it was a runaway for the Astros, and that didn't end up happening. So, to think it's going to be a runaway for the Yankees, also very far from happening. But for the day, Mraz gets to roll around in his dollar bills.
Ah, yes, DA. We have four aces now with the Yankees.
Who are they again?
Gerrit Cole. Masahiro Tanaka, one of the best postseason pitchers of all time.
But not really an ace during the regular season.
He's really
just
good.
In October.
Luis Severino, you forget about. He's 23 years old.
Okay, you're going to put him as an ace.
Yeah, okay. I am. Okay. Yes, I am. He was banged up last year. And James Paxton, who, remember when he kept the Yankee season alive last year?
James Paxton, an ace.
Yes.
You're calling him an ace.
Yes, they are now. I want this out there. I want the T-shirts printed under my name. We now have the four-train four. That's what I'm calling them. The four-train goes to Yankee Stadium.
God.
And this only further cements that we will win at least three World Series over this 9-year span.
At least.
Probably 3-6, and we'll see how he is in the back end. And the idea that the back end of the deal, we're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Really affected the Yankees with A-Rod. Really affected them. They still are paying Ellsbury for another year.
Well, I don't know if it didn't affect them with A-Rod. They haven't won a World Series in 10 years.
But they still were in play for anything. That's not why they didn't win a World Series. Point is, they can eat the money. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. In the last couple of years, I've noticed that the Yankees have pulled back on spending.
Because they were gearing up for this Gerrit Cole signing. They had dollar bills.
Gotcha.
Genius plan by Brian Cashman.
Uh-huh.
And look, it's over. Barring injury, it's over.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I feel bad for baseball fans.
Yeah.
Baseball is pointless next year for anybody outside of Yankee fans because the season doesn't matter.
Huh.
It's a matter of who the Yankees will beat in the World Series. If it's the Dodgers, I think that'd be good for TV ratings. We know it ends anyway.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. The Astros are dead. They can't cheat anymore. They might trade Correa. They're dead. The Red Sox are trading Mookie Betts. They're dead. The Angels, enjoy Mike Trout. You couldn't get Cole. You're dead. The Twins, you suck. You're dead. Everybody's dead in the American League. It's Yankee time. Yankee pride.
Last couple of years, you've noticed that you've done the same exact rant and you didn't win the World Series.
Yeah,
you didn't even get there.
Remember 2 months ago when it was, you guys said you were going to sign Harper Machado. You're not going to sign Cole again. Well, here we are today on December the 11th, 2019, and Gerrit's in pinstripes. Santa's fat ass has brought us some beautiful present on the mound. And here he goes. Shave that beard, put that swoosh on that Yankee uniform, and let's go.
When you guarantee that Gerrit Cole will be signing this year with the Yankees, it was just more evidence that you keep saying bold things about the Yankees every single year, and they don't come to fruition.
Well, now they came to fruition.
But you had guaranteed Machado. You had guaranteed Bryce Harper. You had guaranteed all these other guys.
Nothing in life is guaranteed.
You had guaranteed the World Series 2 years ago. You'd guarantee the World Series this past season. When are you going to stop guaranteeing?
When I stop being right. Here,
you've been wrong every time.
I'm allowed to.
Every time.
Bottom line is this. You guys know this is your last day to make fun of the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's over. By the way, Mets fans, we have the best pitcher in New York now.
Well, arguing with Mets fans is always so beneath you. I always find that so ridiculous.
Well, because Pete's such a
Yankee
baby,
fan.
So he gets all bent out of shape.
For Yankee fans to be looking at the Mets, who didn't even make the playoffs last year, of who they're better than, that's a pretty low bar, okay? The fact is, you like putting four aces in that rotation. That might be 1.5 aces. You might have Gerrit Cole and Tanaka in October.
Severino.
No.
Are you nuts?
No.
Okay.
And come on.
Severino will have an ERA under 2.4 by the
All Star break. Calling James Paxton an ace is such a loose interpretation.
Was he not an ace of the Mariners 2 years ago? Did he not prolong the Yankee
season
this year?
As a total Cinderella season for James Paxton that nobody ever thought he could replicate.
Go look at the second half of his year. There's a pro baseball reference. You could go online and visit that. The guy was unhittable in the second half of the year.
And what happened to all of your aces in the playoffs?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what happened to all those aces?
We got to a game 6 in the ALCS.
And?
We lost to a team that cheated.
That had actual aces.
And we just got that other one. They're done. That's it. It's over.
Okay, you want to call Gerrit Cole an ace? That's fine. The other three guys were in the rotation, and you fell short of the World Series again.
Because a team was banging on garbage cans and cheating in two of the last three ALCS.
Got it.
Proof's in the pudding. We were cheated against. Now we got their best pitcher. Nobody's cheating. Level playing field. Let's go.
Going to be fun when the Yankees flame out again in October, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. And just for the record, this guy walked in here pumping his chest out, making a big scene because it's all about him and him being a pig, a big fat pig. And watch what happens. Watch what happens when the regular season gets going. That 4 ERA of Gerrit Cole sticks out.
Yeah, when you don't have the cheating going on, I wonder how effective Gerrit Cole's going to be. When you don't bang on garbage cans.
First of all, it had nothing to do with Gerrit Cole. It was their hitters were cheating.
Yeah, you know that they were. The Astros have done some amazing work rehabilitating pitchers.
Well, great. He rehabilitated right into pinstripes. I'm all about it. Let's go. World Series over.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Alex tweets, the Piggy Empire strikes back. Piggy Nation got Gerrit Cole added to their collection of piggies. Piggy Doodle Dandy, have your day and we'll see how you pigs want out of Cole's contract in 5 years. But the Yankees still won't win it all with Cole. Travis from Houston tweets, DA, are you forgetting the curse of the Hambino? Doesn't matter who they're going to sign. They'll never win a World Series as long as Mraz is in sports radio. It's the curse of the Hambino. When we come back here on the show, the best audio of the day, and that includes Jerry Jones looking for his next head coach, DA, CBS Sports Radio. I can't wait to get to the calls coming up here next as well as you guys react to Mraz's oinking.
About to be sacked.
Oh, DA, I got some exciting news for you. My whole family is listening right now because they know how big of a fan I am of you and Mraz and the show. We're having a baby, DA. Team us up!
All right! Wow, that is a first. We have never had a baby announcement made over the show.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That just happened yesterday as well. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio coming up. A little less than an hour from now, we'll have the 12 DAs of Christmas, number 9. And remember, you can always listen to any of the 12 DAs that you may have missed. We do one per show through the rest of this month by going to the podcasts of the show. That's available all places podcasts are downloaded, which would include radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or go to our website, cbssportsradio.com. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Joseph is in Houston listening on Sirius XM, channel 206. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, man.
What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to thank you for letting me use your platform to make an announcement to my family. I like to give them the shock factor. My rocket happened to get the whole family in the same place at the same time. So I called in, because you were talking about my team.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what was their reaction when you announced over the radio that you were having a baby?
Well, I hung up quickly because I wanted to be able to see their reaction because she had them actually FaceTiming them listening
okay.
to the radio, so it was delayed a little bit.
Yeah.
So I had to hang up so I could watch their response. They're elated. Everybody's super happy. We're excited to find out if it's a boy or a girl. We're kind of going for a boy, but I'm going to love the baby either way.
All right. Nice. Congratulations, man. That's great.
My third child. Man, I really appreciate it. I just wanted to say congratulations to Gerrit Cole on this massive contract he just got, $1 million plus a game, basically.
Yeah.
And, wow, I mean, he couldn't do it with Houston. Good luck, Mraz. Hope he gets you guys one. I appreciate your time, DA. Y'all have a good day.
Wow, that was a very nice compliment. He was calling in from Houston. He's an Astros fan. I assumed that he was going to go after you.
That was the impression I got, too. This freaking Mraz is what I got when he called in. Didn't know he was speaking to me, so all right, I'm going to put him up. He's going to fire off on me, and now he's telling me congrats. So you got people conceding World Series to me. This is a great morning.
Not us. Not us.
Of course. Stubborn.
I don't know about that guy.
So yesterday, I had brought up a story on the air at the end of the show, tail end of the show. We had done 2 hours and 50 minutes of sports radio and did 5 minutes at the very tail end of the show on the one and only...
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
Pete had tweeted a picture of his hand bandaged on Monday night at about 11 o'clock p.m. and said that he was unable to come to the Christmas party, the holiday Christmas party, which was on Monday night, because he had slipped and fell and needed 50 stitches, 5-0 in his hand. He at-mentioned all four of the news radio or sports radio stations that he does updates for in the building. So we had some fun with it yesterday on the air and said that he was kind of looking for attention in doing so and that nobody really cares and that Pete busting open his hand was just another excuse for him to try to draw the sympathy card, the compassion card from other people, the same way that he did it over Facebook and social media when he busted his hip running a routine football play in the sand on the beach with his 8-year-old kid. And apparently, this upset Mama Mraz. Now, Mraz, can you please read the texts that you got from your mom? And I I am very sensitive to this because I love my mother dearly. I would never want to disappoint her. I love your mom as well, and I wouldn't want to disappoint her, but it seems like I really made Nancy Mraz mad.
Right. Now picture this is a mom's text, so I'm going to put in the punctuation and everything that goes with a mom's text.
Okay.
DA was mean to Peter Schwartz. ... Shame, shame. Instead of one bulk text, she follows up with bullying, ... Not okay. Straight line face, frowny face, angry face emoji. Followed by a meanie. I came back with, Pete is so lost. Her response, nope, ... mean. Sympathy or say nothing. His kids listen. His wife listens, ... His friends listen, ... Mean and wrong, exclamation point. I fired back now. He does this all the time, exclamation point. In which she responded.
And you're talking about all the time. Pete does this all the time.
Hey, looking for the attention and everything. Not falling and breaking his hand open, but I guess that all the time too. She came back with, say nothing then, ... Don't be mean, 3 exclamation points. At which point I stopped answering her and had a follow-up by my father later on who just wanted to talk Yankee moves and said, and by the way, what happened with Peter Schwartz? Your mother's not happy.
So your mom complained to you over text and then all day long was steaming and sitting on it until your father came home and then she had to gripe to him as well.
Gripe to him that your son's out of line, DA's out of line. It's not right what they're doing to Peter. He's hurt.
Pete, you are the moral compass of this show. I would never want to disappoint mothers, especially our mothers. Were we in the wrong for poking fun at Schwartz and rolling our eyes at his post about his busted hand?
Well, no, I think the history speaks for itself. We know the track record of Peter. So it warrants us questioning what actually happened. And look, it was put out on social media. It wasn't like we went and dug for a private story.
He's looking for people to talk about.
Right. It was put out on social media, you know, and that's it. I think we gave it a fair forum.
Okay. All right. That makes me feel a little bit better. I never want to run afoul with Nancy, but I do realize this. It's very easy to. Nancy runs very hot. Okay. And I mean, I've seen her the first thing, when I've walked into last year's block party, she scolded me and declared that a former member of the radio show was no longer banned for life and he would be reinstated. Now, we don't talk about that former member anymore, but she said immediately, she didn't even say hello. I said, Nancy, hi, before she even got to hi. I call the shots. I'll tell you who's reinstated. He's back on the show. No more ban. I said, wow. Whoa. So Nancy runs hot. And I realize that maybe I ran afoul with her yesterday.
It should be noted we did find out there is a certain CBS Sports Radio host, I'm not going to name anybody now, that witnessed or at least witnessed the after effects of the fall and helped Peter to a hospital.
So this is very interesting news. I suggest we book said CBS Sports Radio employee on the show tomorrow to get a firsthand account of what happened with Schwartz on the sidewalk, what he walked into, and what he did to help Schwartz. Can we book this guy?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't book much, so I think I can figure it out.
Robin Topeka tweets, $324 million for Gerrit Cole. That's absurd. That's DA money. Hey, Mraz, I bet his mansion in New York City won't have spider crickets. Yeah, shockingly, slightly out of my money as well. I think that the Yankees, as I mentioned before, have finally felt the pinch of going this long without a World Series and know that they have to. They got to get it done or else every year I think they lose the trust of a fan base that was used to, hey, we'll buy it to fix it. We'll buy things to fix it because it's way harder to just build a roster piece by piece, not spend any money, nail them all, and then also go out and beat good teams in the playoffs and the World Series. I mean, we've seen the Astros have to acquire other talent like Justin Verlander, like Garrett Cole, and they've seen the Red Sox build farm systems but then go out and spend on David Price and spend on other free agents, and it's paid dividends in one World Series, and they see other organizations being able to flex their muscle while also building a farm system, and that's the way that they've got to compete, that while they'd probably like to be patient and they probably like to not spend $325 million on a pitcher that only became good again 2 years ago, that they have to, that they're in an arms race finally, and they cannot just assume that because we're the Yankees, we win anymore. They've been lapped. When we come back in New Orleans, is there panic over the Saints? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.